This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Ngozi Cole. Local medical providers joined Democratic Congressman Jimmy Panetta in Santa Cruz yesterday to denounce federal cuts to Medicaid. KAZU's Elena Nilsacks has more.
In the next couple years, thousands could lose health coverage along the Central Coast. Salud para la Gente Chief Medical Officer Devin Francis says over the last decade, as Medicaid coverage has expanded in California, the community health clinic has been able to add services.
It took us 10 years more to get here, and then we have to roll it back in a year.
She says the state's recent decision to limit coverage for undocumented residents puts salt in the wound.
It's like we're getting it from all sides, right? The federal government is having cuts, but also the state is saying, well, we also have budget deficits, and so we're going to take from this group that we just expanded to last year.
Still, Francis says Salud will find ways to continue providing care to anyone who needs it. Elena Nilsacks, KAZU News.
Monterey Peninsula Unified School District is receiving a $500,000 state grant to help high school students with service learning. Tessa Brown with the school district says they hope this will help improve civic engagement.
You know, high schoolers right now, it's a time of high anxiety for sure. And this sense of agency and ability to make an impact might really support adolescents in feeling more engaged and less passive in their school experiences.
The 2-year grant ends in 2027. This is KAZU News.